Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
Welcome back. This will be our final hour of radio broadcast on this fine Thursday.
As coming all right, up, you little bitches.
Coming up at 5 p.m. Seahawks pregame.
Yeah, we have to break down Gray Zabel and his insertion into the lineup, although I don't know if he's going to play tonight.
Pete Carroll returning to Seattle with his Raiders. Tom Brady in the house, probably.
Chomping gum.
You think Brady's there?
No, I don't think he is.
You know?
No.
He was at Raiders practice this week.
Yeah, he was walking around out there.
I doubt he's coming to the preseason game in Seattle.
Probably likes Vegas a little better.
He was bro-hugging all the guys. Yeah. With his short shorts and his...
Zipped. Did he have the short shorts?
I thought he was in pants.
No, the one I saw, he was in short shorts, but, you know him.
That, what? What?
You know?
That made no sense.
So the Mariners are tied 2-2 with the White Sox.
Just going to bail on that one?
Yeah, Rob's like, I just going to...
Well, you know Tom. My guy Tommy. 2-2 in the top of the 10th. Now, the White Sox, I have a question about the White Sox.
I don't think I can answer it, but let's go anyways.
Well, what do you think? Because do you think that the White Sox actually care about winning this game?
No.
At this stage of the season?
Probably not, but the players that are playing probably care. I mean...
Well, that's what I... What's the difference between the White Sox and the players that are playing?
No one in that organization gives two S's, but when you're on the field, you're...
That's what I mean.
It's like the tanking team. Player... Collectively, the team does not mind to lose, but the players individually want to do well for themselves.
Yeah.
Well, they want to do well for themselves, yes. But do they care to win the game, or are they just playing baseball?
You're just playing baseball.
This is my question. Yeah. And like, they don't care if they win or lose.
But there's a competitive aspect of... Like, I've been a part of bad teams where you ain't winning crap. And you get into the fourth quarter and, you know, everyone, your competitive juices start to flow. So there's a level of care.
Because Benintendi just hit what should have been a, oh my God.
You're doing great.
He hit a fly ball to center field.
Okay.
And Julio caught it.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
Sure.
And the guy on second base did not tag.
Well, and that's.
And Benintendi looked out at him like, dude, what are you doing?
Well, I think that's where we're. We're going down the road of, what do you want me to do, slide?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
yeah.
I'm not, you know, Julio, he's got a good arm. Yeah. I'm sure somebody will hit me in. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure there is a level of, there's a level of effort that you're going to get at this point with the Chicago White Sox and a team like the Mariners that is playing for their playoff life. I do think there is a, and by the way, that happens in every sport at every level. Like, we talk about this all the time in football. If you find a team that's supposed to be good and they're 0-2, bet on them in that game three. They will come out with their hair on fire. NBA teams that fall down 0-2. They're like, hey, if they're going to win a game, it's going to be this one. Like, you can't manufacture, like, real, it's the John Gruden thing. I need genuine enthusiasm, and if you don't have it, you better fake it. There's only so much you can do. But when you're in a situation where you're playing for your life or you're playing for something, you're going to have a natural jump that you can't manufacture with the White Sox.
I want somebody to put together the list of the player in each clubhouse that his teammates hate.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know there's one.
100%.
And there's always one.
Yes.
And it might be that guy at second base for the White Sox. Sosa.
Like that son of a...
Yeah, those guys don't like him.
No.
So first and second. Now we've got controversy as, is that a foul ball or is that a hit batsman?
It hit him on the hand, but it kind of hit on the nub.
And it
of the
wouldn't
bat.
Be a foul ball. It would be a fair ball because it stayed in fair territory.
It
and
did.
The pitcher picked it up.
Wait, I think it hit the plate, though.
No, did it?
I think that hits the plate. And if that's, again, we're falling into the trap of people listening to us watch baseball.
Yeah.
And my God, it's White Sox baseball.
No, Dusty says these are our biggest ratings. Is
please,
when we're watching sports.
Can you pay off the thing you've been teasing for an hour plus?
That's too late now. We'll have to get to it next. Hey, it's me.
What a transition.
I love hey, bugs. It's me.
What a transition. We need to treat this segment like the Tom Brady shorts and just move on.
Put your foot on the balls and make them believe it.
All right, so now the bases are loaded. Why did he get... So was that a hit batsman?
Yeah, they're saying it's a hit batsman.
Damn it. All right.
I think the hand only counts if you're swinging. I don't think if they just hit you in the hand and you're not attempting to swing, they're like, oh, bat. Hand's part of the bat. I don't think it works that way.
Well, he did a nice acting job.
Well, it wasn't an acting job. Got hit.
I think he's acting. Pretty sure a lot of people are saying. A
lot of people are saying the White Sox have diarrhea.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And there's another segment.
And by the way,
oh dear,
the guy would have scored if he had tagged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you would have gotten it. Well,
they'd have the lead.
No, because you wouldn't have moved up a base. Wouldn't have been a...
He could have.
Open base, right?
Well, it's...
You don't get a base on a hit batsman.
Well, I guess you're right, yeah. Because he would have scored, but then they would have put him back on third.
Yes, sir.
Because, no, they don't.
No,
because no, they don't. All right.
This has been one for the Emmy reel right here. Let's send this one in.
I think that's
right. We've accomplished nothing.
It's insane.
Everything.
I beg to differ.
Expired.
Malcho is very proud of the effort we have put forward today.
Yeah. Pretty obvious. Falco, so Malcho. Yeah.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Malcho.
It might be my favorite thing that I've ever done on this
show.
So program.
Bachman is with the Wall Street Journal. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Rach. You know, she used to cover the Biebs.
Yes, sir.
Out here in Oregon.
Remember her well.
Pass ball.
Oh, blimey.
With two outs and two strikes.
I think you got to catch that. Is that Raleigh back there?
I mean, that's a pretty bad
I like
pitch.
To see
it looks like he threw it all the way on the opposite side of the plate from where it was supposed to go.
I like to see that we're back to watching baseball on the radio.
Can they DFA Cal Raleigh?
I mean, you could.
Send him down to Tacoma.
I wouldn't recommend it. Well, you got Mitch Garver, so.
You're fine.
Who needs Cal
Call
Raleigh?
Call up Drew Locke.
Let's go.
Okay, Rachel Bachman is now at the Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
And she has an article today, and this is going to be our last chance to get this in coming
which,
up next.
Which means we probably won't.
The title of it is, with one colossal mistake, the NCAA lost control of college football.
Okay.
Do you know what that colossal mistake was?
I can take a guess, but I don't know off the top of my head, no.
Well, what's your guess?
My guess is...
It was many years ago.
Many moon ago, huh?
Well, I didn't say moon, I said years.
Well, that would be...
Many moons would be like...
Days, weeks,
months.
I'm guessing it would just be the lawsuit. I'm guessing it was the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit probably was the one that started the tipping block.
Wrong. It was a lawsuit.
Okay.
But one that nobody remembers.
Okay.
And we will get to that, hopefully, next on The Fam.
Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Here now! Okay, and the news is coming up next. Buck played the Mastroboni clip because it's very topical, as he just bunted in the bottom of the 10th, fielded by the White Sox and thrown away, allowing the tying run to score.
Very Mets-like.
Yeah, that was very
Mets-like. But
also
very White Sox-like. I mean,
so it's 3-3. Mariners have tied it. Nobody out. Mastroboni is on second base in the 10th. What an opportunity.
As we continue to watch baseball on the radio.
From Johnson to Hand, and the batter will be Mastroboni.
An opportunity. I'd also like to report to you that behind the plate on the pass ball was indeed Mitch Garver.
What an opportunity.
It was not Calrell.
That is a great opportunity.
So Wall Street Journal today, Rachel Bachman reappearing with an article. And it was the NCAA's one big mistake, okay?
Okay.
And she's basically saying, you know, with the radical shift in college sports, a handful of conferences basically just seizing power of, you know, the NCAA has nothing left.
Well, and now they streamlined the process. I don't know how many people paid attention to it, but like this week, basically the Big Ten and the SEC now own 2/3 basically of any sort of voting power. So if they want something done, it gets done.
But the, you know, if you ever wondered why the conferences control their own broadcast rights. You ever wondered that?
I haven't paid much attention to it, no.
So
because
she
the
says,
only thing that the NCAA runs is the NCAA runs like the basketball tournament. They run like the gymnastics championship. But football, all the TV rights and everything is independent of one another.
Colts already up 3-0 on your Ravens?
I'm getting points. I'm fine.
That's right. We're catching 6.5.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, why are they catching points?
Great question.
Because the Colts are playing people and the Ravens are not.
Okay. Okay, so she says, how did this happen? How did the NCAA, a nonprofit founded in 1906 to rein in the brutality of major college football, lose control of that sport? It all comes down to 40 years ago when the NCAA made one colossal mistake.
Well, but at the same time, the NCAA basically ran an illegal antitrust cartel for 80 years and made billions of dollars without ever sharing a dollar of it with the players. So they may have screwed up in the end, but it was a very, very profitable system for a long time.
It was the early 1980s, and the leaders of college sports governing body thought that too many televised football games meant that people wouldn't buy tickets to watch in person.
Oh, there's a good idea. the old TV ruining everything.
So the NCAA, led by an iron-fisted executive named Walter Byers, limited broadcasts to one national game a week.
Wow, I did not know this.
A group of aggrieved schools led by Oklahoma and Georgia thought this was absurd. But Byers wouldn't budge. He refused to negotiate a compromise with schools, insisting on the NCAA alone controlling football TV rights. So the schools took a risk and sued the NCAA. They won.
Yeah.
In perhaps the biggest victory in college sports history, the 1984 U.S. Supreme Court sided with the schools, saying the NCAA's approach violated federal antitrust law.
Yeah.
Control of football TV rights and the billions of dollars they would become they would come to command slipped from the NCAA's grasp forever. It was subtle at the beginning, said Keith Dunavant, whose book The 50-Year Seduction covers how TV has shaped college football. He said, but it was just the television rights then. But in the end, when you control most of the money, you can leverage all of the power.
Yeah.
Together, the four conferences now generate more revenue than the NCAA itself. Broadcast rights to the college football playoff alone next year are reportedly worth $1.3 billion compared to the $1 billion generated by the NCAA's prize property, March Madness.
How about that?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
No. But isn't that weird to think how little TV mattered in the 80s?
Yeah, they kind of didn't care.
They didn't really care. And it was like, well, you know, if we're on TV, no one will come and watch the games. How, like, you want to talk about small-minded thinking as opposed to now where, I mean, the idea of having one Oregon football game on TV, one Alabama game, I mean, it's the most absurd thing. But back then, I guess I see the kind of the backward logic if you didn't look into where this was going to become. Because
I think at the time, I don't even think that's backward logic. I can see that logic. It was wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's easy to sit here and say that was dumb.
Someone said it's like Tom Hansen. Yeah, because Tom Hansen was the commissioner of the old Pac-12 10 at the time, and he was adamant about not evolving. He was like, this is the way it is, and we like it, and it's been this way, and don't change.
I mean,
but it's also weird that they lost that antitrust case in the 80s, and it took another, however many, it took another 40-plus years for someone to actually sue the NCAA over antitrust and controlling payments to athletes.
I feel like whether it's Tom Hansen or you just line up the old white-haired men.
Yeah.
I just feel like more than any other sport, the college football powers that be get it wrong way more than the others.
Well, and I think in
I don't know if that's right.
Well,
but it seems like it.
Well, it was I think it was destined to fail because they didn't have to have any of the other safety rails that the other sports had. I mean, this is why I said it was an illegal cartel. For 80 years, they ran it with no real oversight. They got to be like, well, we just imagine if the NFL or Major League Baseball got to say, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do. And by the way, we're not going to pay the players and we're going to keep growing the sport and TV money and paying all the coaches, but we're not paying the players. Like, and there was nothing they could do. And by the way, they would set a bunch of arbitrary rules for transferring and academic standards and everything. And the players had no say in it. So like just forever, it's like unchecked aggression. It was like Game of Thrones, and you had the old Joffrey there. You had the Child King, who was just doing things on a whim, and no one was there to check him. And unchecked power eventually always goes into the side of the mountain, and it took a long time. But I'll give the NCAA credit. Dude, they kept that son of a gun going for a lot longer than anyone could have imagined, because you would have thought, again, somewhere along the way, someone would have stood up and be like, dude, I'm just taking this thing to court. And I guess they tried every now and then, but eventually it became such big business that even the staunchest, because remember, for the longest time, what would happen is people would say, well, you know, it's they're getting an education and that's what this is about. But as the money got so big and the coaches got paid and all the TV deals, you could no longer make it about amateurism. And for the longest time, the NCAA would always hold up the, well, we're amateurs. We're not pro sports. Therefore, we can get away with things. And now they can't do that anymore. They have to operate in the same field that everyone else does. And they've been making such piss poor decisions for so long because no guardrails that now they look like buffoons and clowns because they're just scrambling to try to somehow manage this crumbling empire. It's like the fall of Rome.
Someone texts the fan text line, which you can text at 503-864-6326. And he said, and who thought we would ever buy water?
Yeah.
That's right. That's another one. It's true. Yeah. I mean, it's like sometimes, I don't know, you just got to take it easy on people who make decisions in the moment. And, you know, I see the logic of saying, well, we don't want all their games on TV because then no one will go to the games. I see the logic in that.
Yeah.
Wildly wrong. But what ended up happening was they put more, so nobody cared about football on TV because most people weren't seeing their team.
Yeah.
What ended up changing the whole paradigm was once they started putting a bunch of teams on and everybody started seeing their team, those TV rights and those dollars skyrocketed.
Yep.
And people still keep going to games. Although, I mean, attendance is kind of a problem for some schools.
It's a huge problem for some schools.
I think Oregon has talked about this.
Well, they've talked about, you know, don't expand the stadium and some of the lesser games. You know, that first game against Montana State, the kids won't be back in school. That stadium will be, it won't be half empty, but it'll, you know, it'll be 3/4.
But if they weren't on TV, would it be?
Yeah, no one cares. I mean, stadiums are only going to get filled by the diehards. And there's only so many diehards that are willing to put in all of that effort to go to a product that's not going to be very good. Also, what was the price of a get-in ticket in 1984? You could probably go to a game for a few bucks and buy a dog for a few bucks, and now the Montana State ticket is the same price as the, you know, the Wisconsin ticket, and now, you know, you're parking and all that. And so, you know, why would I? There's a lot of people, me included, that the TV experience has gotten better than the home or than the in-person experience.
Very true.
Minus the big games. Like, you can't recreate Ohio State, Oregon at Autzen at home. But you know what I can recreate? Montana State. I can create. My gal's a duck. She went to the University of Oregon, the BTJ, and she says every year, what games are we going to go to? And I correct her and say, what game are we going to? Pick whatever game you want, honey. We'll get tickets to it. We'll go down. We'll have a great time.
Which one is it this year? USC, probably?
Yeah, USC.
That's like their only really good home game, isn't it?
USC, Wisconsin.
You don't believe in PJ?
No.
It's not.
You're towards Turdville.
That's a Friday night game, too.
It's not great.
Oh, yeah,
man.
You'll be here.
It's just, it's not great.
Here's another text. I can't watch the stupid Mariners anymore. Let us know who wins. You know what? I feel you. They didn't score. It's not. It's now it's going to the top of the 11th.
Yeah,
they didn't score.
Third.
God. Man on third, nobody out?
By the way, the Ravens, they're leading again.
The Mariners are the new Mets.
Don't say that. You don't want to, you don't want that on the Mariner fans. You don't want this kind of heartache.
I think what I have just done... Right there, live on the radio. Yeah. I have just put the Mariners and Mets in the World Series.
Now, that would be something, because I'm going to be bankrupt, because I would have to go to a game in each stadium.
Now, just wait till Mitch Garver and Drew Locke go head-to-head in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I would like an acknowledgement, by the way, of Buck and my Ravens, after you mock them.
What's the score?
7-3.
Yeah.
Ooh. Catching points, upset, up four.
Catching points, Falco, so Malcho.
All right. Looking good, boys.
Just remember, betting on the Ravens, it's free money.
All right. Already at In the News, guys.
We already are here.
Guess who's in town?
It's a good question. Papa Rob.
He has a big afro.
Papa Rob has a big afro?
No. This guy who's in town. Guess who?
Not familiar with
Guess
rappers.
Who?
I don't know. The Roots. Questlove.
Questlove, not here.
He's got a big afro.
This is a sports guy.
They're coming here.
Big sports
They're guy. Playing Pioneer Courthouse Square.
Cool.
Jarrett Allen?
What?
The Cavs Center?
No.
Ooh, I like
my
it.
Favorite sports afro right now.
No, this is a hell of an afro.
The ghost of young Michael Jackson.
No. I'll tell you next. Buck with sports.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's right. The heat is on.
Or as we like to say, the H is O.
The H is O. Mariners, 2-1 out, bottom of the 11th, 3-3 game with the stupid White Sox. It is.
Why do you care? You have given no less than 39 updates to a White Sox-Mariners game.
Well, I think the people care. You know, we're sports.
Why?
It's the Fan Sports Network.
I've never seen you care this much about any game ever, and it's a White Sox-Mariner game.
Well, it's a big game.
Is it?
Yeah, big game, big sports network.
I guess.
Come on, man.
All right.
It's what we do here.
Sure.
We do sports. We love our sports. All right. It is August 7, 2025.
Damn it.
Time now for In the News. I'm your noted. Humble newsman. Thank you.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
In the News is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is beach party day.
Oh, all right. It's been a while, but who doesn't enjoy a good beach party?
Man, I'm just going to bag what I was about to say.
Okay.
It is also National IP. Oh, yep. They win it. Mariners win.
The Mariners
40 win. Updates.
Mariners win.
Yeah, they won 4-3. Win again. That's a nice sweep right there.
It is the White Sox.
It is, but you know, you got to take care of biz, man.
Sure.
They just did.
Anthony Richardson is already hurt, by the way.
And already?
Daniel Jones just threw a pick.
Oh, no! Pick six! Look at our Ravens. God, what easy money that was.
Cash and checks!
They needed a brick right there.
Yeah. Anthony Richardson hurt.
Daniel Jones. Is Daniel Jones the one who threw that?
I'm assuming that's a pick six, although that's 83. Was that a kick return? Daniel Jones just had the ball, and I looked up and saw a Raven running the other way, and I made the assumption that
might
that was
have been
a pick
a
six.
Punt return, perhaps?
It's possible.
Look at all these sports, guys.
Punt return team.
Isn't this fun?
Apologies to Daniel Jones. He only led to the punt.
It is also National IPA Day.
Nah, I got no time for that.
Yeah, I don't like those either.
Not a fan.
Way too hoppy for me.
Yeah.
Are they still really popular, or are people...
I don't know.
Have people wisened up?
I think the popularity is waning, but it's still popular here in Portland.
Don't get it.
So I was making you guess, forcing you to guess who was in town with the big afro.
Couldn't even begin to tell you.
I think you should have got this one.
Was there a guy known for a giant afro?
The great Colin Kaepernick.
Oh.
Is here.
Well, I don't really think of him as having an afro. He's got, well, I mean, he does, but he does the cornrows a lot.
His big afro.
Okay.
At least today he did. He is visiting Portland Public Schools.
Right.
They kicked off the upcoming school year with a familiar message to help students learn and excel in the classroom. The large gathering of Portland educators, elected officials, and students was surprised soon after when Colin Kaepernick walked onto the stage. The former NFL quarterback rose to national prominence for publicly kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. You may remember that.
I do remember.
I remember you called the NFL, I think, and yelled at them on their voicemail about that. You said, I will never watch another NFL.
Fire those sons of bitches. This son of a bitch. Holy cow. You think anyone cared that Colin Kaepernick showed up? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Apparently, it was a big deal.
Was it?
Yeah. The civil rights activist and former Niner, San Francisco 49er, is the founder and CEO of Lumi Story AI, an artificial intelligence company launched last year with the intent, as explained on its website, to help creators in the ever-changing digital landscape maintain creative control and stability, especially diverse creators. Does that make any sense?
I have no idea what was just said, but all right.
So he's created a company that will help AI content creators keep control of their stuff?
I don't know, man. I couldn't tell you.
So Lumi,
I asked the question again. Is it a big deal when Colin Kaepernick shows up?
Apparently it was. I answered the question again. Yes. Lumi is partnering with the Portland Public Schools in the classroom during the upcoming school year by piloting an AI literacy platform. Details on the partnership so far are scarce.
Again, I just still don't understand anything that we've said other than there was a thing involving the public schools and Colin Kaepernick showed up.
I think that the idea is that some believe that AI can be a useful tool to train kids for what's coming up in the future. You know, like, how do you, you know, you're an educator. Like, how do you incorporate, like, teaching them about technology and stuff? You know, like,
I think that's
AI.
Exactly what they're saying. That's, hey, kids, we're going to teach you about education and stuff.
Technology.
Technology.
So how do you prepare them?
Computers.
How do you prepare them for the advancements in technology? I think that's what they're talking about here.
Everything's so, computer.
AI could help them do that. So some also fear it will be used as a means to replace staff with algorithms and that. So Kaepernick spoke to the packed Benson Auditorium yesterday morning and later with a small group of student advisors from local middle schools and high schools.
I had a question. Like, Colin Kaepernick was an okay quarterback. You know, he's average. And he had a moment, and then he got bad, and then this happened. Is this the best thing that ever happened to his career?
Oh, I think it's helped him a lot.
Yeah, because if this doesn't happen, he's a backup for a few more years, and then he's just another...
I feel like he's the type that would have just been sort of, I don't know, activist or like... Yeah. I think he would have been doing stuff like this anyway. Yeah. But yes,
but
I
now he's got
I do think he grew more popular... Or more famous, more infamous, maybe, from kneeling during the national.
Because he played 5 years in the NFL and he was okay, and then that happened, and you know, now we got all this. It kind of stinks what happened to him, but at the same time, it kind of made him a household name. Like how about this? If Daniel Jones in 3 years comes and speaks to the Portland Public Schools. Is it a story?
Probably not.
Right? If Case Keenum showed up at the Portland Public Schools and was like, hey, kids, computers. We're like, all right, go Case Keenum.
If he turns around and drops his pants and starts urinating during the national anthem, maybe.
That's, I don't think that's quite what happened, but, you know.
Many people argue that, Kaepernick's basically just saying, hey, we need to partner with schools and get them to start toying with AI, because that's the future. So that's what he's doing. I don't know why, but that's what he's doing.
Okay.
There could be two cougars in Corvallis.
Oh, no.
Multiple sightings now. Remember, we talked about this the other day that, you know, the cougars like the college towns.
Yes.
You know.
They're big. Hang around a lot of the...
You get drunk college boys ready
frat houses.
Wanting to do it.
Go to mom's weekend, and I'll tell you, they're
that's
everywhere.
Right. Well, now they're saying because there were two mountain lion sightings so far apart, they believe there may be two cougars. As a matter of fact, I think what's happening here is a cougar takeover in Corvallis. Mm. I think that's what's happening.
Well, they do play the Cougars twice this year in one of them in Corvallis. So basically, animal uprising has begun.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. So watch out in Corvallis. One was spotted in someone's backyard even. Uh-oh, on the I-5 bridge project.
Dope.
You ready for this?
This bridge is never happening.
Are you
prepared? Just so you know. It's never going to happen.
That will be next on In the News here on 105.1 The Fan.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back to our show. This is In the News, Aug 7, 2025, with your noted and humbled newsman here. I was mentioning that we got a giant uh-oh regarding the I-5 bridge project.
Has there ever been anything other than a giant uh-oh?
A lot of red flags there, haven't there?
Well,
haven't there been?
We started like 10 years ago, and then we spent like $6 million planning it, and then we called it off, and then we brought it back, and then we said it was $2.5 billion, and now it's $7 billion.
I think they're ready to go, but no, they're not. Plans for a new bridge over Interstate 5 connecting Vancouver and Portland are still in progress. According to Vancouver Mayor Anne McKerney Ogle, the project, which includes a new pair of Columbia River bridges west of the existing structure, is considering three configuration options: a single-level fixed span, a double-deck fixed span, and a single-level movable span, whatever any of that means. The point here is that she says that they're waiting for what they call the record of decision.
Okay.
And all of those materials are in Washington, D.C. right now being reviewed by the administration. She notes that while progress has been made with the Biden administration, there are delays with the current administration.
So something tells me that the current POTUS, who I'm sure just loves the state of Oregon and Washington, I'm sure he's going to get right on that.
What the hell is going
on? Yeah, so thanks a lot, Obama. Unbelievable.
And I think at the time, they said when this was being talked about like a year ago, they said that this would be, I believe it might be the most expensive federal project like this in history. So I'm sure it'll get rubber stamped right away.
Budgeting, contracts, and decisions are still underway, but McKerney Ogle emphasized the importance of adhering to a timeline to avoid increased costs. The hope is for a decision by January of 2026. Now, I know you love this part.
Love it.
If they don't get construction in the water by 2027, if they miss that window when the salmon are swimming up and down,
of course,
that means a full year delay until the next window of salmon.
Sure.
And at $1 million a day delay, that would be $365 million added to the project.
Again, I would like to point out, she said she's worried about cost. It went from $2.5 to $7 billion.
Yeah.
What's another 365
million?
$365 million.
But I think she's making the point that it's not her, it's out of her hands.
Oh, it's out of her hands.
Yeah.
What if we just said that, like, the bridge is going to be used to deport people? Like, could we find a way, like, could we just make some sort of weird thing, like, where we I don't know. Like, what if we put a detention center like under the bridge and we're like, huh? I guarantee they'd be like,
what if
rubber stamp?
What if they made Jansen Beach the new alligator Alcatraz or whatever they
call it? Yeah, whatever that thing is. 100%. They're
just
like,
throw them all there.
Yeah, they'll be like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah. we'll get it done. Yeah, something tells me that this, I'm making the call right now.
It will not.
Trucks, balls, January? Yeah. What'd they say the deadline was?
They want a decision by January of 2026.
Won't happen.
They want to get construction going by 2027, and they say it will take between 5 to 7 years to complete once they begin.
Anyone want to put the odds that a shovel is in the ground of any kind come January of 2027?
Odds of the shovel in the ground?
8%.
I will let you bet.
It's 8%.
I will give that to you at plus 500. So if you bet 100, you win 500.
You're just pissing away your 100 bucks.
No, well, you are. I'm the bookie. You asked me to lay the odds. Those are the odds.
There's a better chance of Anthony Richardson starting all 17 games than you have of this bridge starting in
2027. Here's what I think's going to happen. The bridge will never get built because the government will squeeze the funding.
Yeah.
The bridge will collapse into the water. Hundreds will die. Yeah. And nothing will come of it.
I like that. Well, I don't like that, but that's probably a more realistic idea.
That's kind of how I feel things are going.
Yeah.
Kind of like that flood in Texas.
The salmon run.
You know, that Anthony Fauci can screw up anything, can he?
Pretty much.
It's unbelievable, 100%. Jason.
100%. Thanks a lot, Fauci.
All right, well, why is that music playing? Because we are done with today's show.
That's it.
All right, you little bitches. It's over.
We got Seahawks preseason pregame.
Yeah.
To get to.
Now, we thought we would not be bumped anymore being on FM, but apparently we were wrong. I don't know why we thought that.
Yeah.
The Seahawks must play on the FM, so they are coming up next. They're playing the Raiders. Pete Carroll's return to Seattle. Enjoy the game. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.